the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, an early morning fire at a Bergen County strip mall left multiple businesses with significant damages, including a popular bakery. 50 area firefighters responded to battle the two-alarm blaze in Fairlawn. The flames were first seen in the back of the Green Dragon restaurant. There are four other businesses in the same strip mall. A West New York school in New Jersey is responding to U.S. Senator Bob Menendez's recent July conviction. Once Menendez was found guilty in his federal corruption trial of 16 crimes, officials decided to rebrand the school and strip their affiliation, according to the New Jersey Globe. The school tribute dates back to 2013. The name of the school will be taken away before students return to the classroom, the mayor said to the outlet. Governor Murphy has a big decision to make. Who to appoint to the Senate to replace Bob Menendez. When asked about his potential pick on News 12 during the Ask Governor Murphy program Thursday, he declined to offer much detail.
There's nothing, I would just say to everybody, nothing's off the table right now. It's early days. Bear with us. God willing, we'll land in a place that's going to do right by New Jersey. New Jersey needs and deserves two full-throttle U.S. senators in Washington looking out for our interests.
Menendez will officially step down on August 20th. New Jersey news made possible by Brock Farms. Right now at Brock Farms Colts Neck location, they're having a store-wide renovation sale through August 4th. Take advantage of 50% off regular retail prices on most everything on premises. Very few exclusions apply. New Jersey has the fourth highest amount of so-called hidden costs when it comes to homeownership, according to a new report, this coming from Bankrate.
And the big factor, probably no surprise to New Jersey homeowners, is property taxes.
The study also considers utility bills and maintenance in New Jersey. It costs homeowners an average of about $25,000 to cover these expenses. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. OpenAI is testing a ChatGPT-powered search engine that could put the AI company in direct competition with search giant Google and affect the flow of internet traffic seeking news and other timely information. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 654 points today. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Are we in for a pleasant weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Over the next 5 days, humidity levels go from low, to moderate, to high. It's a real treat to get dry, comfortable air in the middle of summer here, and I've got zero chance of rain plugged into the forecast throughout the weekend. Clear and comfortable tonight. Lows will dip into the lower to mid-60s for most of the state. I'm quite confident we'll see 50s in the Northwest Hills overnight. Tomorrow, sunny skies, low humidity, warm temperatures, highs in the mid-80s. Sunday gets a little stickier, a little more humidity in the air, mostly sunny, upper 80s to around 90, and we'll be in the 80s on Monday as clouds fill in. That'll be our next chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Monday, especially along the eastern edge of New Jersey. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Patterson 83, Hamilton 84, Cape May Courthouse 81. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by The Lotter. Feeling lucky? It just got even easier to order lottery tickets online. Try out The Lotter New Jersey today to get 100% cash back on your first order. Just visit nj.thelotter.us. Must be 18 or older to buy a lottery ticket. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.